Hello and welcome to another episode of Walking Movies. I'm Nick. You're joining me as I walk to the cinema to go and see the new horror thriller film, Abigail. It's got quite a good cast, this one. It's got modern-day screen queens, Catherine Newton, Melissa Barrera. It's also got, from Matilda, Alicia Ware, and Dan Stevens and Giancarlo Esposito, who I guess everyone kind of knows as Gus Fring from Breaking Bad, but he's been lots of things. So this is a horror thriller. Looks like it's a bit of a vampire tale. Saw a trailer for this one a few months ago and thought, want to go and see this one. So that's what I'm doing. I'm off to go and see it. It just came out a couple of days ago. I've not seen any reviews, although Wikipedia tells me that it's had generally positive reviews from critics, which is obviously a good sign. Just because I'm recording this on Sunday and the box office has come out, it's opened quite well, although Civil War, last week's film, is still number one at the box office in America. So that's I think doing really well for A24. I'm actually really happy with that one. But it's a small budget film. I think about 25 million. So it's already exceeding the expectations in that regard. But I think this one looked quite fun. So I'm actually seeing it in 4DX as well. So that won't judge my enjoyment of the film. I'll just let you know, I'll probably talk about it later on as well. So what do I think of Abigail? I'll tell you just after this. So I have now seen Abigail. I'm pleased to report I had a lot of fun with it. Yeah. Alicia Ware plays the titular character. She's really good. She is really good. It's three films I've seen her in now. Saw her in obviously Matilda, and then Wicked Little Liars, and now this. And yeah, she's a very promising young actress. I think she's really good. But also I want to shout out Kevin Durand in the cast, because he's just one of those actors that you see him pop up in things. He's consistently good, and this role was no different. Like, I just really enjoyed his performance. I thought he was really good. I did really enjoy the film, but there is a but. I think the pacing was slightly off for me. It was about 2 hours, and it did feel at times that it was being prolonged. I'm not sure why it was being prolonged. Almost like they had to deliver a film that lasted a certain amount of time, and so they were just doing whatever they could to make sure they hit the time. So I did find that was something. I do think it could have probably been a bit tighter. It reminded me of Ready or Not, and I should have checked before I started recording about the director, because I did feel there was a lot of similarities to that film, and I wondered if he might have had something to do with that film. If you haven't seen Ready or Not, it's a good film, by the way. Another kind of horror thriller. This is a bit more traditional, I guess, than that film was. I really enjoyed it. Everyone in the cast was good. Dan Stevens was a lot better in this than he was in Kong X Godzilla. I can't believe I've seen two films of him in less than a month as well. Very bizarre. I enjoyed it. It is gory. I would say most of it is a lot more over the top kind of comical gore than anything else. But yeah, I mean, if you're squeamish, then, and I'm quite squeamish, but again, it did feel quite over the top a lot of the time. So, you know, it was fine. Seeing it in 4DX was an experience, because 4DX does, wind and water, and as well as movement. So whenever there was a bit of blood, you got sprayed, which was quite fun. You know, it made it a fun thing to watch. But that said, I mean, I don't think the film was necessarily really enhanced by it being in 4DX. You know, it was just, it was fun. You know, I went to see it in 4DX because I had a free upgrade to watch 4DX films, and that's what I chose to watch. So, you know, the important question, should you go and watch this film? Yeah, if you like horror, then you'll enjoy this film. I personally, I'd prefer it to have been a bit shorter and a bit funnier. But there was humour in the film, but I could have done with probably a bit more. But overall, like, I really enjoyed it. And, you know, we don't get lots of films like this. So when we do, I like to recommend them. I like to support them. I hope it does well. It's not a franchise, I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is the start of a franchise. I don't know. But, you know, if you like... Yeah, if you liked Renfield, if you liked Megan, if you like films like that, I can see you enjoying this film. You know, I'm certainly glad to see it, and I will definitely watch it again. You know, I had enough fun with the film that I will definitely watch it again in the future. So, yeah, Abigail gets a thumbs up. What do I give it as a score? I'll give it a 7. I think 7 is about right for this film. I said that's still a really good score. I really enjoyed it. But yeah, I think it's a 7 out of 10 film. I think had it been a bit tighter, that might have squeezed up to an 8. Had it been a bit funnier, same thing. But yeah, it comes recommended. So thank you very much. And as always, just remember that Flynn lives.